Tom Cantor 1, chapter 11, text number 1. Sutta uvacha anatansa upavrajya srid nan janat padan swakam dadamo daravaram tesam visadam samyaniva visadam samayaniva. Sutta Goswami said, upon reaching the border of his most prosperous metropolis, known as the country of the Anartas, Dwarka, the Lord sounded his auspicious conch sound, heralding his arrival and apparently pacifying the dejection of the inhabitants. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The beloved Lord was away from his own prosperous metropolis of Dwarka for a considerably long period because of the Battle of Kurukshetra. And thus, all the inhabitants were overcome with melancholia due to the separation. When the Lord descends on the earth, his eternal associates also come with him, just as the entourage of a king accompanies him. Such associates of the Lord are eternally liberated souls, and they cannot bear the separation of the Lord even for a moment because of intense affection for him, for the Lord. Thus, the inhabitants of the city of Dwarka were in a mood of dejection and expected the arrival of the Lord at any moment. So the heralding sound of the auspicious conch shell was very encouraging, and apparently the sound pacified their dejection. They were still more aspirant to see the Lord amongst themselves, and all of them became alert to receive him in a befitting manner. These are the signs of spontaneous love of God. Hari Bol, where's the Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai? So this is something we would expect of people who have unalloyed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yugayitam nime sena chakshasa parvasayitam sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. So this is what we recite every morning. And it says, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So, Lord Chaitanya, in these eight prayers of the Sikshastakam, has, in a sense, encapsulated the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness. That is to develop this feeling of separation from the Lord. Most people have no feeling of separation from the Lord, and they're not expecting to see the Lord. They're not in a dejected state. And they always say, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing wonderful. You know, everything's going good. Well, if only this coronavirus would end, you know, they'd go better. But they're not talking about God. They don't talk about, I miss God, or I feel now that we should come closer to God. Well, some people say it, but most people have no regrets, no feeling of melancholia, as Prabhupada said. They're not dejected because they're dejected because they're not making money, but they're not dejected because God's presence is not felt. So the inhabitants of the city of Dwarka were in a mood of dejection and expected the arrival of the Lord as at any moment. So the Christians also, and the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims and the Jews are expecting the arrival of the Messiah, right? So every once in a while, some preacher in the south of the United States will say, the Lord is coming. It's the end of time. The world's coming to an end, and we should get ready to the second coming of Jesus Christ, and he's going to, judge everyone, get rid of the bad people, and just the good people go to heaven, you know, like that. So Many times in the last 2,000 years, preachers have said that Jesus is coming. You know, any time now, the signs are there. The bats are dying. Actually, the people are dying from eating bats, but not the bats. And birds are falling out of the sky, and there are locusts, and the 10 plagues of Egypt are taking place. This thing, that thing. These are all signs that the Lord is coming, and that people get all excited, and they're waiting. Just like the Seventh Day Adventists, they went up on this mountain in Missouri in 1849, and they were convinced the world's coming to an end. Then the Jehovah's Witnesses in 1914, they said the world's coming to an end. There's a fight going on now between the demons and the angels. Nothing happened. They said, well, the fight took place in outer space. It didn't take place on the earth. And they made up some phony story. So the expectation of the Messiah, or the Mahdi, as they say for the Shias. Every once in a while, some guy claims that I am the Mahdi, right? And then, they kill that guy to show he's not the Mahdi. Because the Mahdi is going to kill all the imams and free the people so that they can go back to Jannah. So all these types of end time enthusiasts are there. But there is some truth to it. There is definitely truth to it. But more than the world's coming to an end, we should always be, let's say, melancholy that people are not thinking of the Lord. And we should cultivate this feeling of separation, this vipralamba bhava state that Lord Chaitanya came to demonstrate. Just like when Krishna supposedly left Vrindavan, the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mayi, and Radharani, they could never forget Krishna. In fact, they were more Krishna conscious in the absence than in the presence. So that is what we should cultivate in this world. We should understand everything is in this world. You have coronavirus, you have SARS virus, you have the pig virus, you have the chicken virus. All the viruses are there. None of them are missing. And you have, riches and poverty and war and peace and everything is there. You have you go in the Safeway or Fred Meyer, there's all kinds of vegetables and fruits and different things. The only thing missing is Krishna. But people are not that interested. Only when things get really bad, like they are now, some people start thinking of God. And you can hear the Christians, the preachers are preaching. They're inviting everyone to come to church. They go to church, they get coronavirus. the preacher's guaranteeing, oh, nothing will happen to you. Jesus will protect us. They go there and they get coronavirus. So, you see, the idea is that whether you stay at home or you come to the temple, we should cultivate this sense of separation from God, because that's the only thing missing in this world. Everything else is there. And if we develop that feeling of vipralamba bhava, extreme love and separation from the Lord, that's the symptom of a devotee. And then we should always be aspirant to see the Lord and alert to receive Him in the befitting manner. These are the signs of spontaneous love of God. So that's why we have deities. Some people say, oh, they're idols. They're not idols. Yeah, they're idols for people who are spiritually bankrupt, but not for devotees. So every day you can come and have darshan of the deities. Some people say, oh, God's not here, so how can you? He was there 5,000 years ago, He's not here. No, He's here. But you have to have the eyes and the consciousness to see Him. So, therefore, the deity worship is very important, especially in the age of Kali, where people have so many things that distract them from Krishna consciousness, much more than the other ages. So, and then in a befitting manner, we should greet the deity every morning with Mangal Arti, with the offering of Arti, and before that there is food offering, boga offering. Afterwards, there's some prasadam. and so forth. This is very important. We should, it's just like if you go to in India, the temple, Radha Krishna temple in Jaipur, Radha Govinda temple in Jaipur, in the morning around 4 o'clock, you see people running very fast, and you think, wow, they're all jogging. They're not jogging. They're running to be there on time for Mangal Aarti. And there's hundreds, sometimes thousands of people, and it's shocking. It's dark, and people are running through the streets as fast as they can, men and women and children. And when they open the curtains, they scream as loud as they can, you know, Jai Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ki Jai. Have you ever been there? Yeah, you saw that, right? Why don't we do that in Sammamish? People think we're jogging 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. But actually, we should be enthusiastically running so that we don't miss the opening of the deities. That is aspirant. They were still more aspirant to see the Lord amongst themselves. And all of them became alert to receive him in a befitting manner. Well, some people say, well, wait a minute. What's the difference between you and that preacher who's inviting everyone to the temple and then they get coronavirus? Well, okay, but at least you can jog around your house in the living room for about a second and then turn on the internet to see the Mangal Aarti, right? We didn't say we want you to get coronavirus, but you see, there are many excuses why not to do the right thing. But imagine giving all those excuses to Krishna when you die and then see the Lord or see Yamaraj and say, I did go, you know, every once in a while, you know, when once a year I went to the temple and I saw the deity. I mean, please, don't do anything to me. Yeah, right. So instead of getting into that position of embarrassment and ultimate despair, Yamaraj would say, well, you came to Mangal Aarti every moment, every day. Very good. And you came to Sayanali Aarti every day. And you were chanting your rounds. And you were respecting prasadam. And you went out on Sankirtan. And you were always listening to the class and participating and asking questions. And you were following the regulative principles. Well, my friend, you don't belong here. You're taking the elevator up to the top. So we should have all those checks. Yes, 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 to all the principles of Krishna consciousness. That's what we should face Yamaraj with. And he'll say, well, congratulations. He'll shake your hand. You don't belong here, Sonny, so you go up now. Say. And what happens when you go up? In Bhagavatam, there's a verse that says, when you go to Vaikuntha, the Lord greets you with a shaking hands. With shaking hands. He shakes your hands and says, welcome. So you want to have that experience. You don't want to get chains put on you and thrown into to the Ruhu dogs in hell. And they're biting you and you're screaming as loud as you can. And it's horrible. So, yeah, better get a handshake. Much better. Okay, so are there any questions about this purport or verse? Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.